It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Eager. They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here at left point is going to take the wrister off the spoke B on the jersey of Tuukka Rask, and then knocked in by Kyle Palmieri. Oh, Palmieri's got another, his team-leading seventh of the playoffs.
Tuukka, just... what are your thoughts about your future here in Boston and in the game?
We'll see. I don't have any thoughts right now. It's pretty, you know, tough loss. So we're going to sleep a few nights and we're going to have our exit meetings and start planning on the future.
I get my weed from California. Oh, I hate that song.
That Bieber song?
Yeah, and I couldn't think of it. So now that I've thought of it, of course, it was playing in the hallway. And now it's
stuck in the head.
And I'm not going to do it on air, but I told you my feelings on doing a Jamaican patois when you're a white guy is tantamount to getting on there and doing any other.
It's like verbal blackface.
Yes, thank you. That's the good way of putting it without me having to do the voice. It's, I just don't know why you. I don't know why anyone would do that. You know why? Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City.
Oh.
Sure, the singer of 311 was in Kingston constantly.
Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City.
I am from neither of these places. I'm from Nebraska, where no one called me on this crap. Made me rich. Andrew Raycroft, a former NHL goaltender and former member of 311, went by the name Peanut. And current Bruins analyst for Nesson, he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Andrew Raycroft, hello, sir.
Good morning.
And don't forget...
over. I can get on the road now at 311.
Yes.
That's right.
Do not forget that he is on the Morning Brew with Billy Jaffe,
oh,
which has become the go-to email insult to me. Is that I don't know why I bother with you. You don't know anything about hockey.
I'm tuning into the Morning Brew.
So know that you are the go-to for everyone who's done with us. They've had it with us. They're into you guys.
Well, thank you, I guess, to everybody.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
We're disrupting.
And here I am plugging it, my own demise. But
yeah, oh, I'm sure.
Well, listen, you can carry Billy for a little while. All right, so here's the deal. All right, so you are the Bruins, and we've talked to you about Swayman. There, if when everyone's a free agent, there's close to $28 million in cap space. We've seen the aging parts of this roster. They lost to an Islanders team. How much change would you want to see happen?
There needs to be change. Certainly, there needs to be, starting on the back end. We'll get to the goaltending. I know we will. The back end, you look at the Islanders, the team you lost to, Pellick, Pollock, Mayfield, how big they are, how much they move. You look at Tampa with Hedman, Savard. You need to get bigger and you need to get quicker on the back end. And they had pretty good depth, but we saw when you lose two of your top four D-men in any playoff series, it's going to affect how you move the puck. It's going to affect how you defend. So you need to look there right away with some of that money and try and get a younger, bigger, puck-moving, skating defense. And listen, you have to be able to skate, but you see that there's so many guys now that can skate that are still 6'4", 210 pounds.
Right.
And that's where you have to look on the back end.
Okay, so I saw Tony Amonte yesterday on the post game talking with Michael Felger, and Tony Amonte didn't seem to think that Tuukka is as injured as being led on, and it was more of a situation of bad play. You, obviously, being a goalie, taking a look at how he was playing, can you, by watching him play, figure out just how injured or what he might be playing through? And what do you believe? Do you believe it was more injury or it was just bad play in the last two games?
I can't tell exactly how injured he was. I can say that he didn't. The last three games looked different than the first seven to me.
Yeah.
The way he was getting out of the net, playing the puck, was the big one for me. Especially in game five, he looked like he was stiff, and he looked like he wasn't able to really get up over the puck, get out and stop it. There was a couple times, even last night, where the puck went around, where we've seen him go out and stop it, where he was allowing it to just rim around the boards. And that's where I go. I thought overall he was moving around in the net making saves pretty similar, but overall he wasn't 100%, but I can't say that he was only 45. I don't really know that. It's hard to tell, but he wasn't perfect, that's for sure.
I know hindsight's 20/20, but watching how he played those last two games, as you said, and you're absolutely right, I was at game five, and during one of the commercial breaks before they pulled him out, I mean, he was just laboring walking over to the bench or skating over to the bench. You could tell instantly. But if you just knew what you saw over those last two games, do you agree with what Bruce Cassidy did by putting him in net for last night's game over Swayman?
I do. And this is, I was trying to think of, so if I'm going into fart court, okay, and I need a lawyer, it's a trial, and I need a lawyer.
Yes.
And I don't want to be, I'm either going with a 28-year-old kid out of Harvard Law who's never done a trial. He's really good. He's upstart, but he's never been in front of a jury. Or a 50-year-old lawyer who's won 3 out of 6 of his last cases. He's one of the top lawyers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Trial, but he's lost a few at the end. I'm still going with the older guy who's gone in front of a trial before in this situation. And that doesn't mean going forward we switch it up, but when you're talking about games 5 and 6 of a deciding series in the second round, I'm going with the guy who has done it before. That's just how I want to get off of going to fart jail.
Well, I mean, listen, the fart jail.
There's no fart jail.
No.
Just shame.
It's just embarrassment, Andrew.
It's just pure shame, Andrew.
Well, it depends how you look at it. If you're you could be like the Europeans and just let it fly.
Just ask your buddy.
Stuck up American.
Well, ask your buddy Jaffe. He's been to fart court before, so he has seen the repercussions of what happens there. But I mean, okay, so with all that being said, after what you saw and what you heard Tuukka say last night, and just, I mean, the composite of the entire year and how Swayman played, do you think that they would consider bringing back Tuukka Rask, or should this just be the moment that it is now the beginning of the Swayman era?
I think it's the beginning of the Swayman era either way. I think you need to go out and get an established free agent goalie who's played games, who is with Henrik Lundqvist went to Washington last season to mentor Samsonov, their first round pick. That was the whole idea of him going there. They're going to, you look at the list, there's Devin Dubnyk, Jonathan Bernier, Peter Mrazek, Tuukka Rask. Those are kind of that UFA list. And you're going to have to pay one of those guys a few million dollars to come in and play 40 games. Maybe Swayman can play 57 games. That's ideal, right? That's the ideal scenario. But you need to have someone else there that can play and help Swayman when he does struggle at some point in the season and not put all the pressure where he has to be that guy. I want someone there that's played, and Tuukka's on that list. I do think that it's different now. It allows them to move on if that's where they go, but I think you look at it as a clean slate, and if Tuukka's willing to come back, he's still, but you look at his numbers, you look at the way he played behind this team, he can still do that. You're just not obviously looking at him as a $7 million guy.
Do you have any reservations about Swayman making the jump and being the number one after playing so few games at the NHL level? If I remember correctly, you were kind of in a similar situation where they threw you the keys to the car, what, 04, 03, 04, something like that? You became the starter and played the majority of the games?
I did. We had Felix Potvin, who kind of fits that mold like I was just talking about, who is a playoff guy, a great player, had a big career, and they brought him in on that money where he was there if I struggled. The one difference is I played three pro seasons, so with people in the stands, 82-game seasons. Swayman still hasn't done that. So that's where my reservation is, not in his talent, not in his ability, not in his attitude. He's an unbelievable kid. He still hasn't played a full pro season. This COVID year was only 50 games. It hasn't been 82 games where you're traveling across the country throughout. So that's where I still want someone else there who has done it.
Yeah. And
would Tuukka Rask concede to being the backup for this team?
That's right. And that's where you need to look at the list and take it as a clean slate. Is he willing to be the same player that Henrik Lundqvist was going to be in Washington? Is he willing to do that? I think those are the main questions that we have to ask and that we'll have to find out. Does Tuukka want to take a backseat? Does he want to be a mentor, or does he want to go and be Tuukka?
All right. So if, you know, a young pitcher, I've seen it happen myself. I've seen young pitchers come in, Rick Ankiel, and into high pressure situations and it ruins them. You know, young goalies are starting throughout the league, but in terms of Swayman and young goaltenders in general, what does it take to mentally, what if things
harden
go sideways? You don't want to ruin Swayman. You don't want to, you look at his talent, you look at his pedigree. He's not someone you want to screw up. Like, how mentally can you avoid that? It's just by having the veteran backup and being able, if things go sideways for Swayman, going to that. Like, how fragile are these guys mentally?
He's not fragile. And the one part, one thing you can do is put a really good team in front of him. That helps.
Yeah.
The easy one is Carter Hart, and you look at him. And the thing is young goalies are going to struggle. Mm-hmm. They just are. I even in 03, 04, I struggled. I had a bad month where Felix came in and played well and spelled in. We had a good team, so I was able to fight through it. You want to be able to give the guy room and flexibility to fight through it and work on it and be able to take a week off from playing games and work with goalie Bob and get your technique, get your stuff back. So that's the reservation. I don't think mentally you never really know, and we see that even with veteran guys now. They flame out in a playoff series. Tristan Jarry in Pittsburgh is a good example this year. You never really know, but I think he has a great makeup. They shouldn't be worried about that. They should just be concerned about being able to spell him whenever he does struggle. And Philadelphia wasn't able to do that with Carter Hart this season, mm-hmm. and now he's got to work on it all summer. You want to be able to clean that up in the middle of a season, because all young goalies will struggle for a few weeks throughout.
All right, Andrew Raycroft, you know him from Nesson and The Morning Brew with Billy Jaffe, available at all your great podcast locations. Andrew Raycroft, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, all right, good talking to you, appreciate it. As always.
Yeah. If you're going with Swayman, you don't need Rask hanging around.
Yeah, and for that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't... Honestly, though, I think Rask, I actually believe him when he says, you know, I don't want to play anywhere else.
Oh, I know he doesn't.
He could just retire. I mean, it could be that easy.
Well, I think you're both correct in that I know he wants to stay here. I mean, he does. But that if money would talk and, you know, if money is offered somewhere else, but I just for the sake of Swayman, and if you're going to change, you have to. You haven't yet. If, and not just with him, with this team, it's time. Right now is the time.
And the scary thing, not the scary thing, the good thing is you have options. There are so many teams that get to this point and have an aging core and like, okay, we got to blow it up. We got to wait on the young kids. We got to bring in some stopgap measures.
You can do this on the fly.
And now you have an opportunity where you have enough youth, enough guys like McAvoy and Pastrnak. You have a goaltender like Swayman where you can retool on the fly and be relevant again immediately.
Yes. And you whiffed on three first-round picks in one draft. And you still have that chance.
That's
so if you're
amazing.
Sweeney, this is your chance. This is your chance to build this team into a cup champion.
What's Malcolm Subban doing? You know, can you give him a buzz and see how he's been faring?
Actually, I think he's doing TV now.
Is he really?
He's out of the league.
He's with that skier chick.
No, they broke up.
Oh, he's not with Lindsay Vonn anymore?
No, they're gone.
You're talking about PK.
No, I'm talking about Malcolm, the backup goalie.
Oh, am I talking about PK?
Oh, I just assumed he was talking about PK. I was
talking about the guy that people were thinking might be the next dude, remember?
He was a high pick.
Then he had a hole in his glove.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll never forget him coming in. It was against St. Louis. They brought him in. He gave up three goals
and it was just like
shots.
Bang, bang,
done.
Bang.
Done.
Yeah, Malcolm's
in Chicago. That's where he is.
Is he? Yes. Is he a backup in the back or the backup?
Backup goaltender in Chicago.
Well, so the backup in Chicago.
Yes, he's
all right.
The backup
That's
in
impressive.
Chicago. Yes.
He used to be in the Angel City.
That's right.
All right. So we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you.
Oh, that is the well-known Rastafari Jamaican Justin Bieber with the fake patois.
At least this is a song.
Yeah, I mean, I get the song.
Yeah, like this, I understand why it's actually, you know.
Yeah, it's like disposable and it's not going to last. But yes, I get. At least there's a hook.
This isn't mumble rap.
No, it's not the. What is the guy from Superbad?
Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill with face tattoos. His song, and it doesn't even have... who's the Jewish guy with the fro? the new rapper, the millennial.
You're talking about Post Malone?
Ah, yes.
That's like Jonah Hill?
Yes. Okay. He looks like Jonah Hill with face tattoos.
Listen, Post Malone does have the potential to get really fat if he like just stopped.
I guarantee you he had a baseball-themed bar mitzvah like within the last 10 years.
Post Malone?
Yes, they're like, the Malone boy's having his bar mitzvah. You are going. When you give a gift for a bar mitzvah, John, they are in denominations times what?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've done this. Oof. I don't remember.
Because my wife will give...
I mean,
like,
you're right in the wheelhouse there, so you would know, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I got lucky. My son's bar mitzvah was canceled due to COVID, and it saved me, even though it was just at a place where, with like blow-up slides, it would save me $15,000.
Wow.
Well, if you want to feed 100 people or 60 people, I mean, you're talking...
Yeah, I mean, it's a wedding. It's like you're throwing a wedding.
So I was very fortunate, and my daughter is bagged out of that whole thing. She would not go to Hebrew school anymore. So I've saved that.
There's this...
Because my wife will give $36 to someone. I'll be like, what the hell is $36? And she's like, oh, you have to do them in the denominations of this. And I figured if they didn't even have a party, give them $8. I mean, it just was...
Just give half thing. Or one-fourth, I guess. So, yeah.
I believe it's in values of eight.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I believe... If my wife's listening, she can text me. But I believe that's what it is.
Did you ever go to one of those super bar mitzvahs when you were a kid, John? The one where they rented out like a legitimate band?
Yes. I've been to a couple of
my those. Wife's bar mitzvah was $50,000.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's not even like touching the surface of what happens with some of these people.
And that
now.
Was in... That would be in 88?
Multiples of 18, Fred.
Multiples of 18.
It's 18,
that
okay.
means life. L'chaim.
Yes.
Oh, it does. I did not know that. But that is...
I get my denominations by the 18. That means life.
Right. Post Malone, by the way, I looked it up. He grew up in Syracuse, New York.
Yes.
I'm sure there was a period of time during the winter.
And yes. He doesn't want to be a sports writer?
I know. Amazing.
I get my teeth from DEA straight from his mouth.
It's like someone says they went to Syracuse and you go, all right, well, then you obviously want to be the next Tony Reale.
He grew up in Syracuse.
Like you want to be like a guy who wears a tie to work to talk sports.
That's right.
Speaking of Syracuse.
Jumped right off the assembly line. Yep.
This is really annoying. Speaking of Syracuse, a guy who went there, Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN, has just discovered the Islanders this year.
I noticed that too.
And that is really a grown man older than me, like just discovering a hockey team that just beat the team that you've been rooting for. And he's in getting all in on the Angel thing all this stuff.
But now he's super fan. I saw a tweet of his right before puck drop, and he goes, and now the clincher. That was one of the tweets.
I don't care for it. It seems very unmasculine. It just seems really, it irks me. That irks me. If he was a fan of the team for a long time, I don't care. But the new fan, you've covered the Jets for 30 years. Like you're just discovering the Islanders. Like them or don't, stop. And stop expressing your admiration for something you just started watching 3 weeks ago.
That was the other thing, too, about this series, that I found it very hard to dislike, like, that fan base. Like, there wasn't anything, like, hateable about them. It was just, like, a bunch of Long Island people. And, like, it wasn't, I don't know.
They've been long-suffering. I mean, I went to school with a couple of people. I went to college with a couple of people that are New York Islanders fans, and they've been there all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the building's kind of a dump, too.
Well, the building's a dump. It's dilapidated.
Yeah. Is this the last?
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The Tampa series will be the last series, as they will lose to Tampa in at least five, probably less.
Yeah, there was no pop in this one. First round, there was a little bit of a pop. This one,
Tom Wilson stuff and Ovechkin sucks. Tom Wilson.
And Chara was part of it. Like, I mean, that was way more fun, and it's not just because they were winning. But yeah, this one was just kind of, I don't know.
As the series developed, I grew, you get some hatred.
Well, Palmieri, you would have hated in game seven.
Yes, I agree with that.
Was Palmieri the one who gave the elbow to Charlie McAvoy in the face?
Correct.
That's what I thought.
That's Palmieri. And then he scored later, which really pissed me off.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was while he was getting stitches. Didn't they score like while McAvoy was off the ice?
Is that the power play goal?
I don't think it was Palmieri that scored, but I mean the team scored after McAvoy was off the ice.
The officials obviously didn't see it, and the TV didn't see it, and then they see something in front of their eyes, and they don't want to comment on it until they see it twice. Like they didn't want to. They're like, oh well, yeah. Oh yeah, that was after the whistle. That was after the whistle. Well, no kidding, it was after the whistle. Stupid. Like you couldn't say that the first time you saw it. Like you had to. In all fairness to Palmieri, let's slow everything down a little bit. Like it happened after the whistle. The officials didn't see it. I get it. It happened after the happened far enough after the whistle. They weren't paying any attention anymore.
There were four guys out there. Not one of them was looking.
No. One of them was looking.
Someone said, Post Malone looks like Shia LaBeouf with face tattoos. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not a bad comparison.
Well, that's an insult to Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf never had a beer belly. Shia LaBeouf, I mean, he was the perfect role for the role in The Guide to Recognizing Our Saints. He came off as a street tough from the streets of Queens. You guys ever see that movie?
No.
Shia LaBeouf... perfectly cast as Ditto.
I did.
And what's ironic is the guy who he's playing is the director and the writer of the book. And he cast Shia LaBeouf. And you're like, what?
I did see Wall Street 2 Money Never Sleeps with Shia LaBeouf.
I saw that. And there was Indiana Jones 4, which was the worst one.
I will not
far.
See Wall Street 2 because I love Wall Street so much. And Wall Street is such a fan. It's aged so well. I love that film unironically. But the idea of wealth in 1986 or whatever is absolutely fantastic.
It's having like a robot. An Atari robot.
A robot servant. Yeah. I mean, and we've gone over this on the air before, but the triangular-faced robot servant with the cheap like LED readout that like, says stuff. That was the key to Rocky IV.
Oh, speaking of Rocky IV and the robot, so there is, of course, the Polly robot, which there was a, weird kind of...
I got the robot, and he goes, yeah, I want to bang it.
So Rocky IV is being re-edited. Like Stallone is doing a director's cut.
Oh.
Okay?
It's going to be more...
More music.
No, you know what they're doing? Someone actually, as a joke, came out and like was interviewing him, and he said, "Is there going to be more of the Rocky robot? You know, Paulie's robot?" And he goes, "Robot's not going to be in the movie."
Oh no!
And they thought he was joking. They're like, "Oh, that's pretty funny." He goes, "Robot's not in the movie.
It doesn't age well. It doesn't age well as me, Josh surrounds in the woods."
No, and there's a really dark reason why it's not going to be in the movie is because apparently, like, he gave that robot to his son, who, his son ended up, like, dying and killing him.
Yeah.
So he can't stand seeing the robot. So he's completely removed it from the remix.
I can't stand the robot!
He just doesn't want to see the robot.
The robot, get out of the movie!
He doesn't want it.
So we're going to go watch Rocky IV, pay money just to see him cut the robot out because it bugs him?
No, there's like more punching.
Oh, well, okay. That's what that movie was missing, was people getting punched.
Right. They do the album track. They actually take the 12-inch
they just
track
Survivor.
Of No Easy Way Out.
They include another Frank Stallone movie and a Frank Stallone song in this one?
Oh, yeah. A deep
get the robot out of the way!
As a matter of fact,
I'm doing a reboot.
Every 15 minutes, they just add more John Tepper.
I have to say, more lines with
more logs. I live more lines. Yeah. I don't think there's enough extra footage. We only shot 88 minutes of footage. Rock, Sylvester Stallone.
How are we going to fill it up without anything that's licensed music-wise? Just put in the director's cut of Polly falling in the snow over and over. Oh, my God.
He tagged along. He tagged along.
You have a point, though. They literally shot maybe 87 minutes of movie, and 86 minutes of it got in.
Okay, so a buddy of mine, because we've seen Rocky IV is one of those movies that for some reason my friends and I like bond over. Like we've seen it a million times and we could talk about it for days. I've seen it. I could lip sync the film. A friend of mine actually one time watched Rocky IV and timed how many minutes of pure music video there is. It's like 24 minutes of that movie. It's just a montage or a music video.
He trains twice. Yes.
He trains twice because here's what happens. There is like a 5-minute long No Easy Way Out. No, I'm sorry. It's War. Dun, 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 right. It's the one where he's doing it naturally and the Drago is doing it all like with technology.
Right.
And then Adrian shows up to Russia and there's that maybe 30-second scene where she goes, I just wanted to be with you, Rocky. And then all of a sudden,
no matter what,
hearts on fire.
And then he's picking up the wheelbarrow.
After that, it's a 6 to 7 minute long montage. So think about that. That's almost 12 to 13 minutes of movie with 30 seconds of speaking in the inside. And the rest of it is montage. Dude, it's great.
And the movie.
More LED lights.
Oh, man.
I don't care what you guys do.
I love how whenever we talk about Rocky movies, and I'm like, well, Rocky IV is like the most watchable. Like, Rocky IV didn't win any Oscars. Rocky I's the best. No.
No, Rocky is not a good movie.
Rocky is a good movie.
It's an obvious movie.
But it's depressing.
It's obvious. Yeah. And it's boring.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't win at the end and whatever, but...
It's a million times more fun to watch Rocky IV. A million times.
Well, I like Rocky III.
Well, I do too. I love
Rocky
III
more.
Clubber Lang.
That may be the best one of all.
Well, him training in Los Angeles. I went to the black section. I had to get out of the white man's world.
And you need that obligatory shot of him looking out the window at a bum in the street.
Yeah, they put me over in a crappy motel. Right.
I mean,
with a pool, but miraculously, this gym has a full size. This is Draymond on the wrong side of the tracks. He's got a full size pool.
Yeah, I never thought about that, Fred.
Even Lifetime in Chestnut Hill doesn't have a pool.
I never thought about that either. There's a pool in the gym.
Yeah, because there's not one at Lifetime in Chestnut Hill.
There's that scene where it's nuts a flopping on the beach.
Oh, well, them training on the beach, like even when my kids were little, they loved it. Like that is the most enjoyable thing in the world.
Where they
tell me you have ghosts to the movie.
Of course I do. Where they just start frolicking and like splashing
tell
each
me
other.
You have that.
Oh, well, of course it's right here.
I beat a black guy in a race.
After Mickey rolled a 7 during the loss to Clubber Lang, and now he's turned to his oldest rival, Apollo Creed, two of the great heavyweights of all time. And after a difficult start to training, Rocky has now decided that it's time for a swim. And now Rocky and Apollo sprinting on the beach, running to who knows where, older now but still running against the wind. Their training outfits are interesting. Very tight tank tops and very tight and way too short shorts. They're running now in slow-mo, and Rocky pulls away for the win at the finish line, now frolicking in the surf in a lovely warm embrace in the California sun. Things are getting weird. Is this still a Rocky movie?
I mean, it's gratuitous. It's slow-mo of them splashing each other. I'm like, what? If some guys started splashing each other, like wanting to frolic, I'd be like, all right, well, now it's over. It's weird. I'm going to walk away now. Oh, my God. Rocky III is also, I love that. I'm always like, oh, yeah, Rocky IV, Rocky III. Those aren't Oscar winners. Well, yeah, but you would rather watch those a million times any day before Rocky I.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I even like watching those better than I think Creed's a really good movie.
Yeah.
But I mean, Creed.
I wouldn't watch Creed again.
And
I thought Creed was the best one.
You know what you actually may enjoy is Rocky V, watching it again. It's hysterical.
It is something to behold, Rocky V. I've seen that way more times than I care to count.
And it's hysterical. Come on, Paul. He's like, no pie eating contest.
No, it's come on, fellas.
Oh, yeah, fellas.
Need any help outside Rocky?
No pie eating contest.
I read something, we have to break, but I read something that reviewed Rocky Balboa well. And when we had to go see Rocky Balboa in the theater, I walked out.
She died of a woman cancer.
We had to watch Rocky Balboa in order to interview Sylvester Stallone and in person, which was pretty cool.
Great. Yeah.
But I walked out of Rocky Balboa. That and the two screenings I've walked out of were The Temptation of Christ and Rocky Balboa. The Temptation of Christ, I was hungover. We went to this theater in Atlanta, and the movie, it never got light. Like, it just, the theater stayed dark, and I'm like, I'm not sitting through this nonsense. Like, there's no, the screen has not lit the theater. You dropped the. It's just pitch black. No, oh. I'm not watching.
Well, you missed the bloodiest films, and so I don't know. Predator.
Yeah, there was blood
everywhere in that movie.
Well, you say something's Christian, and a bunch of dopes will go out and see anything. All right,
the movie was good. I actually liked it. I think Mel Gibson's a good director.
I think Mel Gibson's a very good director.
Apocalypto.
Yes, that's a great movie. All right, what is coming up, Rex?
All right, so we have for you Mike Myers. Yes, from Wayne's World, he returns, and this is for John and Dan, my two main dwellers. There's something really weird and gross washing up on the beaches.
I've read about this. Yes.
All the water you're frolicking in, the 42 degree water that you're all jumping around in. All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 95, the sports hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
There's some weird stuff be happening at the beaches right now. There was a big fight we talked about down in Plymouth. There's some massive fight club. Mike sent us a video yesterday of apparently something happening down in Rhode Island. I guess Hampton Beach, there's been a bunch of brawls. And some of these are planned, and some of these are just people kicking the crap out of each other. But in a different beach, or actually a string of beaches up by where, Dan, you are, this one happened in Wells, but apparently it's also happening in York and Algonquin as well. There are beach goers who have been reporting that their feet have become black as they leave. Yes. I don't think you would.
Yes.
I know you're into some weird kinks, but I don't even think you will like this.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is that people are feet, they're leaving the beach and their feet are completely black. And
yes, it's my friend pulling a prank.
So there's one guy named Ed Smith, who is a local of Wells up there.
Ed. Clubfoot.
He said that he was going to go try to find out what it was, so he turned to some local and state officials as well as a marine geologist, and it was revealed that the substance that was on everybody's feet were millions of bug carcasses that had washed ashore. He said that the carcasses float in the ocean, but the currents can wash them ashore, and they can settle on the beach as the tide retreats. Now, apparently, someone's working with a bunch of entomologists to figure out what type
those
of
are guys
bug,
who take pictures of feet.
And I don't think that is. I think it's people who study bugs to find out what kind of bug indeed it was that washed ashore, where the bugs came from,
and why
they suddenly appeared. So
dirty bugs.
So if you're going swimming in the beach right now at Maine, just know that on the surface of the water right there, as you hold your breath and go underwater and it splashes in your mouth.
But the thing is, no one's doing that because the water temperature is about 49.
Stay out. Take a nap on the beach.
It's not that one week in August where you can go into the water.
Then it gets up to about 58 or 59 degrees. It's about 48 or 49. I told you guys, I went to Maine on Memorial Day weekend, and we had one like 95 degree day, and you show up at the beach and you want to go in the water, but there's actually a weather statement saying don't go in the water. You could contract
go in the water, leave your sandals behind.
Dan will take them.
I was in the water yesterday.
You're out of your mind.
Did you leave your shoes on the beach?
I did.
Well,
So hang on. So
ready
you,
down.
When so you went in, you went fully swimming, like submerged yourself.
I wouldn't call it swimming. It's more of a let's dunk. You know, let's get in and get out.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I was fully submerged. I went in a couple times.
Like right by these beaches, right?
Yeah, it was in York.
Okay, well, York is apparently where this is happening. Wells, okay. York, Algonquin, they're okay. saying it's going on.
Didn't see anything like the water was actually very nice.
Chicken feet.
Well, very, very clear, not nice in terms of temperature.
Okay. Right. Right. Well, then maybe it just missed you because apparently there's so many of them you can see it floating on the water. Yeah. I mean, and it all just could
maybe it's fake news from one of these environmentalists trying to get y'all excited about something that ain't happening.
Smelling yourselves or tasting yourself right. some bug carcass. Not smelling. I'm sorry. I was thinking of DA and his proclivities.
Step in them dead bugs.
Okay, guess what NFL team is now having a hard time selling season tickets? The Houston Texans. Who would have thought? Right now, they can't seem to get fans to buy any of them. It looks like, apparently, the Houston Chronicle wrote that it has gone from 12,000 to 734 on the on-season waiting list to being eligible to pick season tickets in a matter of weeks. So how about that? You had over 12,000 people waiting. And now that you've got all of this chaos that's been going on, nobody knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. You can get on right now if you wanted to. Just pick up a phone, buy season tickets. They are all yours. You're no longer at number 12,735 in line. Come on and buy yourself some tickets.
Do you have friends that wore cowboy boots when you were a kid because they were super into metal?
No.
did. And like girls like loved them. Oh, did the girls think it was cool?
So it was the torn jeans, cowboy boots, black shirt, maybe like a leather vest?
I didn't know anyone with a leather vest, but they dressed like they were in Skid Row. But my friend Craig, LW, who I've talked about on the air before, who was a very nice girl that was liked everyone, she told Craig to keep his boots on. And so just when you thought about Houston, I thought about, 10-gallon hats and cowboy boots. And I'm like, wait a second. I used to have friends that, went and bought cowboy boots. In fact, Anthony Bourdain in an episode of No Reservations, goes and gets some custom-made gator skin boots-a-roos.
You know what? The metal shoe wear of footwear of choice growing up for me was white high tops. Like, all the metalheads wore white high tops.
Well, that is like the guys that are down for the scene. Those are dudes that are, into metal. Not this hair rock garbage.
No. It was white hair tops. They were Anthrax guys.
Oh, yeah. That's skinny jeans with white, big-ass white Reebok, puffy Reeboks.
You know exactly the kind I'm talking about.
That's just like, I want every girl from miles around to know, look, but don't touch.
Yeah. So, Mike Myers of... what's the last comedy he's done? He pops up in strange movies. Like he was in that Inglourious Bastards. That was the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Love Guru.
Well, I'm talking since the Love Guru, where he kind of disappeared from comedy.
He produced the Mensch movie
About his agent. Yep. But there is his big return to comedy, The Pentaverate, which is the name of the TV show that he's going to be on in Netflix. He plays seven different roles on this show. It's 30 minutes long, and it will say the plot of it is, what if a secret society of five men have been working to influence the world events of the greater good since the Black Plague of 1347? They said, as the 6 episodes comedy series begin, one unlikely Canadian journalist finds himself embroiled in a mission to uncover that truth and just possibly save the world himself along the way. And if you look at the credits, it says Myers, 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 and then Ken Jeong, from, of course, The Hangover.
And who will do nothing. He is very particular about what roles he takes.
He was on one of the biggest shows on TV. He's on The Masked Singer.
Yes, but apparently he's notorious for just taking everything that's offered. It's a big joke among his friends and the group of comedians.
He will never starve. And Keegan-Michael Key will also be.
He also a very, very poor career decision.
What are you talking about? He starred the Game On show with Rob Gronkowski and Macy Gray.
Didn't exactly sound himself up for A-list roles. Well, Zolak was texting me saying he wasn't going to be here in time. He said, cue up Huey Lewis, but he is here. There was traffic at 5:30 this morning, so I can only imagine what it's like now. That'll do it for us. Enjoy the midday. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks.
and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.